感谢神有这机会接受教会邀请，在这里跟大家分享服事。
We thanks Lord that I have this opportunity to be part of the service.
其实这是我第二次来我们的教会。
Actually, this is my second time to be here.
第一次是12年前在我们当中。
It was 12 years ago when I first to be here.
那所以这12年当中看见我们在硬体在软体都有很大的成长，感谢主。
In the past 12 years, there has been great change, even the software and hardware.
愿神继续赐福贵教会。
May God continue to bless
让我们都继续在主耶稣基督的恩典跟知识上长进。
So we can continue to make a progress in terms of spiritually and in our heart as well.
好吧，我们做个祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我们再次来到你面前，向你献上感恩。
Lord, we thank you again for your blessing.
谢谢主，你给我们的机会来到你面前听你的话语。
Thanks for the opportunity that I can continue listen. We can continue listen to your word.
主，我们知道真理是从你而来。
Lord, we know that the truth is from you.
求圣灵带领我们进入真理。
May the Spirit guide us to reach the truth.
让我们明白你的心意。
So we can understand your intention.
我们乐意遵行。
We are happily to follow your command.
将这段时间恭敬交托。
We put this time in front of you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天思考一个问题，就是要发挥你信仰的影响力。
Today we're going to think about how to apply the power of the faith.
我们今天所看到的经文讲的是天国的事。
Today the scripture is talk about the stuff in the heaven.
天国就是神的国。
The kingdom of heaven is God, is the kingdom of God.
那神的国所代表就是神的主权，他的统治，他全能的彰显。
So the kingdom of God represents the authority and also represents God's ruling.
那我们知道耶稣是一个非常会就地取材、说比喻的人。
We know that Jesus is such a master utilizing the local materials to talk about the parables.
在马太福音十三章的记载，他用七个比喻来说明天国的奥秘。
So in Matthew chapter 13, Jesus used seven parables to talk about the kingdom of heaven.
那我们可以想象。
So we can imagine that.
当他远远的看见农夫在那边撒种。
When he sees a farmer is sow the seed.
他就说了一个撒种的比喻。
He used the parable of a sow the seed.
当他走进麦田,
when he get closer to the wheat farm,
然后说了一个麦子跟稗子的比喻,
he talk about the parables of the wheat and the weeds.
当他看到芥菜的时候,
when he sees the mustard seed,
又用芥菜种来做比喻,
he used mustard seeds as a parable.
然后看到妇人在那个地方做面食。
So when he sees a woman is making the dough,
他又说了一个面酵的比喻。
He used a parable of yeast.
那看到寻宝的人。
When he sees the people hunting for treasures,
他用寻宝来做比喻。
He used a hidden treasure as a parable.
那看到湖边人打鱼，就用撒网做比喻。
He used the net casting as a parable when he saw the fishermen.
那这样一来，你发现农夫、妇人、商人、渔夫，各行各业的人都可以听到那个感觉很亲切，跟他们生活息息相关的比喻。
So in this way, all walks of life, for those farmers, women, the businessmen, the fishermen, and they all felt be associated with Jesus.
啊，这些比喻有些有进一步的说明。
Some of the parables has a further explanation.
有的没有详细的说明。
Some of them don't.
那清楚的解释，我们知道耶稣在说什么。
When there is a further explanation, we understand what Jesus was talking about.
但是那些没有说明的呢，我们很容易就在奥秘里面，我们会按着自己的逻辑推测、归纳、分析等等去解释它的意思。
So for those parables without further explanation, sometimes we try to speculate, try to summarize based on our own experience.
但是我们要注意。
We must be careful.
不是每一种解释都是对的。
So not every explanation is right.
如果说我们一开始有一个错误的假设，我们就会带出一个错误的结果。
If we based on the wrong assumptions, we're gonna have a wrong conclusion.
那我们若是要按着正义去分解真理的道。
So if we want to explain the word of truth based on the right way.
那我们最简单的方法就是抓住经文的中心。
So the simple way is we have to base that on the core of the scripture.
然后我们从这个角度去默想经文的内容。
From that perspective, we can think about the meaning of the scripture.
比方说，神的主权就是天国的中心。
For example, authority of God.Is the center of the heaven.
我们若是要明白天国的比喻，我们就要从神的主权统治这个角度去了解比喻。
So in order to understand the parable of the kingdom of heaven, we must start the approach from the God's authority.
也就是在神的权能底下，在他统治的政权底下，天国到底将来到底会是怎么样一个未来？
So that is to see.Under the God's authority, and what kind of a future it is for the kingdom of heaven.
然后我们就顺着这个思路这样子思考下来。
If we follow this path,
然后我们就会看见这个里面的奥秘。
So we can understand the secret of the kingdom of heaven.
原来天国的开始好像撒种一样。
It turns out the beginning of heaven.Is like sowing the seeds.
有人把这天国的种子，就是神的道，传给我们。
Someone passed the seeds of a kingdom of heaven to us.
那我们听的都是明白。
So if we understand it,
我们不要因为患难逼迫就跌倒。
So we should not falter under the troubles and those persecutions.
那我们不要被这个钱财思虑迷惑。
We should not be confused about the money and the worries.
我们在后来的属灵生命，你就会发现慢慢在结实，从几十倍到上百倍。
So later on, our spiritual life will produce fruits several tens of times or hundreds of times more.
还有天国的真相好像麦子里有败子。
So the truth about the kingdom of heaven is like the weeds versus the wheat.
那虽然基督信仰真假难辨。
Sometimes it is confusing to identify the truth about the belief of Jesus Christ.
但是那些最后叫人跌倒那些作恶的人会被挑出来会永久的留在天国里。
So for those make others fall or those wicked people will be picked out, will not stay in the kingdom of heaven.
另外天国的发展也好像芥菜种。
So the development of the kingdom of heaven sometimes is similar to the mustard seed.
那我们信仰的成熟度是从小到大慢慢的长进。
So the maturity of our belief is also like a seed to grow from the beginning to a big plant.
也许刚刚开始的时候不起眼。
So it might be insignificant at the beginning.
然后我们继续在耶稣基督里，他的恩典跟知识真道上来长进的话，一定会有惊人的发展。
So if we continue and stick to the truth of the world, the word,And we will have amazing development.
那不但这样，许多人也要因我们来得福。
So not only we benefit from that, and lots of others will be blessed through us.
那今天我们思考的是天国的影响。
Today we're gonna think about the influence of the power of the kingdom of heaven.
那主耶稣说，这好像面笑。
Lord Jesus said, this is like a yeast.
那也就是说我们的信仰是有感染力有影响力的。
That is to say, our faith is influential.
那我们从两方面来看。
So we can look at that from two aspects.
首先我们要看重这个效的存在。
First, we need to focus the existence of the yeast.
那我们就是要影响这个世代。
So if we want to influence this world,
那我们就要首先重视我们基督徒的存在。
So first, we need to emphasize the existence of the Christians.
那耶稣说，天国好像面酵，有妇人拿来。
Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took.
那妇人拿面酵来，这是有目的、有意义，是刻意安排的。
So for a woman to take the yeast, there is a meaning in that. It's a deliberate arrangement.
那它面酵不是泥巴。
So the yeast is not just a pile of mud.
那它面酵是一种活菌。
The yeast is one kind of a micro organism.
也许它面酵不知道自己有什么用。
Maybe this yeast doesn't really know its own function.
但是妇人知道这个面酵若是发挥它的功用就可以在环境当中带来改变影响。
However, the woman knows that if a yeast has developed its functionality and in under that kind of a situation, it will change.
不晓得我们多少弟兄姊妹想过。
Not sure if any brothers and sisters thought about this.
你就是天国里面的面酵。
That you are the east of the heavenly kingdom.
你不是泥巴。
You are not a pile of mud.
你不是那矿物质。
You are not a mineral.
你是那个活的，是有生命的基督徒。
You are alive. You are the Christian with life.
神把我们带来到这里。
God has took us here.
带来到这个教会。
To this church.
那这都是刻意安排的。
This is a.All written or it's a deliberate arrangement of God.
那我们不是因缘际会偶尔碰撞在一起的。
We are not bumped to each other through this by accident.
也许你不知道自己有什么用。
Maybe you do not know your own obligation.
那请你知道，请你记得一件事情，神知道你非常的有用。
However, God knows that you have a great plan.
你若能够像那个面酵一样，
if you just like the yeast,
你能够主动去发挥它的功能，
if you actively develop your functionality,
那你就可以在这个环境当中带来奇妙的改变。
So you can bring the wonderful change.
另外，这也是一个神美好的计划。
By the way, this is also the wonderful plan from God.
圣经说这妇人把酵藏在三斗面里。
The Bible said the woman mixed the yeast together with the 6 pounds of flour.
那面酵在面团里面是看不见，是听不到的，是听不见的。
So the yeast, when mixed together with the flour, it can't be seen and it can't be heard.
那可是它却真实的存在。
However, the yeast exists indeed.
那是妇人一个美好的计划。
That's the wonderful plan of the woman.
她要借着面酵来成就一些美好的事。
It will make some wonderful thing happen through the yeast.
那今天神把你放在家里，放在学校，放在职场上。
Today God has placed us at home and at school or at workplace.
也许没有人看见你的存在。
Maybe nobody noticed your existence.
也许没有人听见你的声音。
Maybe no one heard your voice.
没有人看重你的价值。
Nobody emphasized your value.
但是神知道他为什么要把你藏在这个三斗面里。
However, God knows that why you are mixed together with the flowers.
原来人犯罪堕落之后，
after humans committed sins,
因为罪的捆绑辖制，
because of the bondage, the limitation of the sins.
因为我们在内心里有撒旦魔鬼的控诉。
Maybe there is the accusations from the Satans.
人往往是活在一个感到失望、羞愧、绝望的没有意义的现在。
Sometimes we feel like we live in a existing condition that with the failures, humiliations.
我们也不知道未来有什么希望。
We don't know the hope of the future.
因为这样，神对人对这个罪人有一个救赎的计划。
However, God has a plan for the sinners for salvation.
他要救人脱离一个罪的束缚。
He would save us from those bondage of the sins.
他要救人脱离黑暗的权势。
So we can stay away from the darkness.
他知道人需要福音。
He know that we need gospel.
他知道我们需要听到那个救命的好消息。
So we needed to know the life-saving message.
所以他很有目的，刻意的安排，把你藏在那个需要福音的地方。
So that's the God's plan. He mixed us. He placed us in those situations with a purpose.
不是说你的家庭、你的学校、你工作的地方需要福音。
So for all those the family, the home, the school, and the workplace all need His message.
你的邻居朋友他们需要福音。
The friends, neighbors, they need gospel.
神把你藏在那个地方，就是要他们中间，在他们中间做一个潜移默化的宣教士。
So God mixed you into these places, want us to work as yeast.
神要借着你去完成那个美好的救赎计划。
Through us, God will fulfill this wonderful plan.
我们身边还有许多人需要福音，需要真理。
So there are many people need gospel. Around us.
你若可以发挥信仰的影响力,
so if we can apply the power of faith,
你可以让周围的这些亲友认识到在基督里面的盼望,
so we can let the friends to realize the hope of in the Christ.
你若可以把这信心放在动荡不安的人群里,
so if we can put the faith into the groups of people,
把爱心播送在那个需要温暖的人心中。
So we can spread love to those people who need.
而这个社区、这个城市、这个国家就有一个新的生机。
So there will be new opportunities for this community and the city and the country.
你有没有重视自己的存在？
So have you ever emphasized your existence?
你有没有照着神的旨意来完成他的计划呢？
Have you tried to work on God's plan to follow the God's command?
然后再说一次，在天国的弟兄姊妹，
For the brothers and sisters in the kingdom of heaven,
你是神看为宝贵的重要元素。
You are one of the important elements in God's eye.
那我们要影响这世代，我们要从重视自己开始，并且发挥它的功能。
So in order to influence this generation, we need to emphasize our existence. We need to develop our functions.
第二，我们思考的是我们要持续的发展。
The second, we need the sustainable development.
那我们说要影响世代，我们第二个法则就是要持续不断的发展。
So to influence it, as the second principle to influence this generation, we need to continue to develop.
我们要看到整团都发起来。
We want to see the whole dough was developed.
那这里还有两个我们需要思考的。
There are two things we need to think about.
第一个就是你要耐心的等候。
First, we need to wait patiently.
发面是需要时间。
So it's need time to bake.
你用眼睛一直盯着它的话，短时间之内你看不到它会有什么变化。
If you watch the dough for a long, if you just watch the dough, it seems that nothing is happening.
但是你若是放着一段时间再回过头来看，
if you place aside and come back later,
那你就看到它的改变。
You will see the change.
我记得第一次看到师母发面的那个经验。
I still remember that when I first saw my wife is making the dough.
虽然过去理论上知道这面酵是用来发面的。
Although theoretically I know that the yeast is used to for the dough.
但实际上没有看过那个发起来到底是什么样子。
As a matter of fact, I didn't know how it looked like after the development.
那第一次帮忙把水这个放在那个面粉里面。
So first time to put the water into the flour.
那接着就揉那个面团。
And then afterward, to rub the dough.
面揉完了之后就给它放在一个大碗里面。
So after rubbing the dough enough and put that in a big bowl.
那上面再盖一块布。
Then cover it with a piece of a cloth.
那师傅说不要动，放着就去睡觉。
My wife said, don't touch it and let it sleep.
那个面团大概就是只有那个碗的一半大。
The dough that time was about a half, occupy half of the bowl.
等到第二天我醒来的时候。
So when I woke up the second day,
我一看，哇！
So I was surprising.
真的很稀奇，那个面团竟然大过那个碗。
It was amazing that the dough has expanded much bigger than the bowl.
这我就明白了，发面是需要时间。
So I understood that time, it takes time to, for the dough to be ready.
今天我们被放在一个环境里面。
Today we are placed in such an environment.
你要发挥这个信仰的影响力。
To, apply the power of the faith.
有时候我们传福音带领人信主。
Sometime we do preaching and we bring other people to accept the Lord.
我们在建造这个教会。
We build the church.
这些都是需要时间。
All takes time.
有时候是一年两年甚至更长的时间好像都没有动静。
Sometimes it takes a year or two, even longer.
这不一定是这个面酵死掉了。
This doesn't mean, well, sometimes there was nothing.It appears nothing is changed, has been changed. It doesn't mean the yeast has lost its capability.
也不代表说我们的信仰没有功效。
This also doesn't mean that our belief has no results.
而是神的时候还没有到。
It is because it's not the time of God.
在这个经文里面他告诉我们要等。
The scripture told us to wait.
那等是一个最困难的功课之一。
Waiting is one of the most difficult lesson.
要我们往往心里着急，等不到发酵变化的时间。
Many times we were anxious and we can't wait for the dough to be ready.
我们等不到整个面团发起来，我们就放弃了。
So we may give up even before it is ready.
好，我们不再去理会它，我们就离开那个发挥影响力的岗位了。
So we lose our heart and we leave that position.
那这是我们的软弱。
This is our weakness.
这是我们要加倍学习的属灵功课。
This is the lesson, the spiritual lesson we need to learn with the double efforts.
那上彼此的勉励，不要说泄气的话。
So let us encourage each other, and we do not focus on the negative words.
那不要失去对神的信心。
We should not lose the faith for God.
然后在等待过程中，我们还是可以一起祷告，一起坚固，欢欢喜喜的等待神的时间到来。
While we are waiting, and we can pray together, and we can strengthen each other, and we happily waiting for God's time to come.
除了等之外，我们持续的影响。
So besides waiting, and we need to look at the.Continuous the influence.
圣经是告诉我们等到全团都发起来。
The Bible have told us we need wait the yeast worked through the whole dough.
要等到这三斗面都受到影响和改变，我们才可以进到下一个动作。
So we can move on to the next action until the whole 6 pounds of dough be ready.
我们有做面食的经验。
If we have the experience to make the wheat food,
我们就知道把面酵放进面团之后，你还要不断的揉。
We know after the yeast is put into the dough, we need to rub it continuously.
然后我们把面酵揉进去面团的每一个部分。
We want to rub the the yeast completely to reach every part of the dough.
我们说先从这个角度揉。
We might rub from this direction.
啊，再翻过来从另外一个角度揉。
We flip it over and we rub from another direction.
你不断的揉。
We continue to rub.
只要接触到面酵的部分。
So for all the parts who has a contact with the yeast,
它都会发起来。
It will expand.
啊，你揉的这个越匀的话，它就发的越好。
So, if you mix the more homogeneous and it will expand better.
我们信仰也是这样。
Our belief is similar to that.
我们不要把信仰局限在这个教堂里。
We should not limit our belief into the church. In the church.
那我们要在不同的层面去发挥你的影响力。
We should develop our influence in all kinds of aspect.
你去买菜也好。
You go to shopping.
啊，你去打球。
You may play sports.
你在带孙子。
You go take your grandchildren.
啊，参加什么同学会 party。
You join the reunion.
公园去走路。
You may walk in the park.
你去餐厅吃饭。
You eat in the restaurant.
你去外面旅行。
You go out to travel.
你不管去到哪里，就是把你的信仰揉进去你去的地方。
Wherever you go, you can rub your belief into that place.
怎么揉？
How to rub it? How
就是要发光作盐。
That is to be the light and to be the salt.
把这个基督信仰的世界观、价值观、婚姻观、金钱观、工作观等等，在接触谈话之间，慢慢的揉进去。
That is to rub those views through the Christ of this world and the value, the views of the marriage and the view of the money and the point of view of work. We mixed all our views into wherever we go.
我们在不但这样，我们在言语行为里面。
So not only that, our conversations, our actions.
那我们要带出那些圣灵果子充满的美好见证。
So we want to be the witness and want the witness of bearing fruits of the Spirit.
早上我们在主日学的时间，我们提到。
This morning's Bible study, we mentioned that.
那许多人信主不是因为我们说了什么大道理。
Lots of people believe in the Lord. It's not because we can talk about big theories, big words.
那他们一个带一个的信主，只是因为看见我们的好行为。
So sometimes one after another believe in the Lord just because they have seen our good deed, good actions.
那他们的生命跟生活在改变。
Their life and their lives are changing gradually.
是因为从我们身上感受到神的爱、神的安慰、神的同在、能力等等。
Because they have sensed the love of God, the comfort of God, the existence of God.
那这就是信仰的影响力。
That is the power of faith.
我们要继续发挥这个积极正面的作用。
We want to continue to apply this positive power.
一直到周围的人都信了主。
Until for those surround us believe in the Lord.
一直到这整个环境起了质和量的变化。
Until the fundamental change around us.
曾经在今日华人教会的那个刊物里，它有一个题目，一篇见证是说拆船宣教，一个小教会能做什么？
In the magazine of the Chinese Church Today, there was a testimony. The title is The Mission, The Missionary Preaching. What can a small church do?
啊，这个文章一开始就问了几个这个一般小教会共同有的问题。
The article started with a few questions for those small churches.
啊，我们常常问我们能够做什么。
We always ask ourselves what we can do.
我们走出去拆船吗？
So do we go out to do mission?
我们没有人。
We don't have anybody available.
然后我们是不是就稳固增加教会人数就好了？
Is that our goal is to stabilize the church and increase the members.
是不是让家庭的关系更密切互助互爱就不错了。
Or is it our purpose to make the families more happy and we help each other?
那是不是让这些来留学的海外青年有一个属灵家就很棒了。
Or is it enough that we can let those overseas the youth have a spiritual family?
那除了我们每个主日大家欢喜快乐一起敬拜。
So besides we worship happily on every Sunday.
那我们遇到问题的时候，我们打个电话一起祷告。
Is that enough that we just make phone calls and pray together?
我们逢年过节的时候，我们大家聚聚聊聊，谈心探讨。
Or is that we just have parties during the holidays and we talk intimately?
那我们还能做什么？
So what more can we do?
这作者接着这样说，他说：“神说你们要出去，使万民做我的门徒。”
The author continues. He said, "The Lord said, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations."
那神是定义要让神国它的价值、赐福、它的丰盛临到社会每一个角落。
The God's objective is to let the value.And the blessing and the abundance of the kingdom of God to spread to every corner of the society.
那这就是主耶稣他在世上他首要的一个任务。
That's the most prioritized job for Lord Jesus when he was in the world.
所以就算是一个小教会，神也给我们一个属天的任务。
So even it is a small church, God has given us a spiritual job.
然后我们去影响这社会，去转化这社会。
So that is to influence the society and to change the society.
那就是一个平信徒。
Even as a regular Christian.
我们也能够在这世界上好像明光照耀。
So we can also be as a light to shine the world.
我们让这黑暗中的光亮给越变越大。
So we can make the light brighter in the darkness.
让神的直到世界被神的荣耀所掌管充满。
Till the authority of the Lord has taken over the whole world.
那弟兄姊妹。
So brothers, sisters.
这个小教会他们虽然是小。
Although that is a small church.
可是他们宣教足迹却从教会开始延伸到职场。
Their missionary footprint actually expanded into the workplace.
延伸到家庭。
Expand into the family.
延伸到社会。
Expand to the world.
延伸到海外。
Even to overseas.
这就是面团发挥它作用的一个活生生的见证。
This is a great testimony of the East can do, what the East can do.
我们相信所有愿意遵行天父旨意的教会。
We believe that all those churches being following in God's command,
那我们都可以用一个实际的经历。
We can use the actual experience.
我们来诠释这个天国的比喻。
To explain the parables of the kingdom of heaven.
神我们像一个面笑一样来发挥它的影响力。
God want us to be like a yeast.
那我们就应该朝这个目标来努力。
So we should work towards this goal.
那我知道有关于面笑的比喻。
So I know there's for the parables regarding the East.
有另外的一种解释。
There might be a different explanation.
然后认为这比喻是在形容教会内部的腐化。
Sometimes the parable has been used to describe the corruptions in the church.
那他们不是在指福音的发展。
That's not talk about the progress of the gospel.
所以他们认为把这个比喻解释成罪恶或是错误的教训或是异端比较妥当。
So from that point of view, they believe the East can be explained as the sins or these heresies.
那我个人对这个观点的回应是,
so my response to this point of view is,
我们相信在教会历史里面,
we believe in the history of the church.
因为仇敌的工作,
because of the work of the enemies.
的确是有腐败的地方,
there were some places with the corruption.
那我们承认在纯正的基督教教义里面,
well, we admit that for the pure Christian teaching,
也有罪恶错误的教义,
there may be mixtures of those wrongful teachings.
有那些人异端参透在其中,
there might be the infiltration of the heresies.
但是在天国的比喻里面,
so, however, in this parable of the kingdom of heaven,
we can see that
we can see that God is still in the control. For this kingdom, the incomplete kingdom of heaven on the earth, the kingdom of heaven in our hearts, it is still belong to God. It is full of hope.
所以我相信这面向的比喻在这个当中的教义跟罪恶错误的教训异端是不一样的。
I believe the teaching of the East parable is different from the teaching of the sins and those wrongdoings.
没有错，我们在世上我们要防备文士跟法利赛人的笑。
This is a absolutely correct that in this world we should be careful about those the east of those scribes and the Pharisees.
那我们要拒绝这个异端的信仰。
We should refuse the face of the heresies.
但是我们更是要发挥这个真实信仰的影响力。
In terms of that, we should specifically needed to apply the face of the power.
那我们要让耶稣基督在这个世界腐败的生活当中产生正面的影响力。
We want to produce the positive influence to let the Jesus Christ to win over this corrupted world.
我们要让圣经的真理在罪恶跟错误的教训当中带来一个正向的改变。
So we want the truth of the world, and in terms for the part of the sins and the wrongful teachings, we want to change to the positive direction. So more people can gain the freedom.
在现今的时代里面,
today's world,
在神的怜悯跟恩典底下,
under the mercy and the blessing of the Lord,
神的主权还没有完全的彰显。
So God's authority sometimes have not been completely revealed.
那神的国还没有完全的实现。
So the kingdom of God is still unfinished salvation project.
但这个世界的末了，神的主权完全实现。
So till the end of the age, when the God's authority has been fulfilled,
那神国降临的时候,
the kingdom of God will come,
义跟不义的,
so the righteousness and unrighteousness,
行善跟作恶的要被分开,
so those doing good and those doing bad will be separated.
那些属神的人要进入天国,
those belong to God will enter to the kingdom of heaven.
那是一个新天新地,
that gonna be a new heaven and earth.
在那里不再有罪恶败坏的事,
there will be no corrupted things.
不再有痛苦悲伤的事,
there won't be anything related to the pain and the heartbroken.
那这就是天国的福音,天国的奥秘。
So that's the gospel message of the kingdom of heaven, and that's the secret kingdom of heaven.
那这就是主耶稣要我们在不同的比喻里面看见一个同样属天的盼望。
So that is why the Lord Jesus wants us to see the same hope of heaven through different parables.
我们将96年从加州搬来芝加哥。
Our family moved from California to Chicago in 1996.
在一大堆的行李当中,
so among all this luggage,
我们夹带了一包面笑。
we brought a bag of yeast.
2000年的时候我们搬到印第安纳。
We moved to Indiana in 2000.
我们又把那包面酵又带过去。
We brought the yeast along.
那再过两年,
two years later.
这样总共几年了? 你们算出来没?
How many years is that?
几年了? 从96年到2000, 2000再过两年, 2年再过两年, 这样总共几年? 啊?
After.
四, 五, 六, 七, 八, 八年了。
So 8 years maybe?
当我们想到要用的时候,
When we realized the bag of yeast,
我们把它拿出来,
we took it out.
我们竟然发现它还活着。
We realized that the yeast still works.
所以我知道,
so I know.
你的面酵可以放在冷冻库里面保存很久。
The yeast can be preserved in the freezer for a long, long time.
它不会死掉。
It won't die.
可是你记得,
but you remember,
它也没有发挥功效。
It doesn't fulfill its function yet.
弟兄姊妹, 神把我们拿来, 把我们藏在这个面团里面。
Brothers, sisters, God mixed us together with the dough.
不是要我们把它放在冷冻库里保存。
God does not want us to be preserved in the freezer.
然后我们说是把自己冰冻起来。
So if we want to freeze ourselves,
虽然可以保存很久,
although we may last long,
也许你的信仰没有死掉,
maybe our faith still there,
但是我们对世界并没有产生正面的影响。
However, we couldn't produce this positive influence for this world.
我们并没有完成主的大使命。
We have not fulfilled God's great mission.
那这就不是应用天国的原则了。
This is not the principle to apply the kingdom of heaven.
那我们从今天开始发挥信仰的影响力。
So let us today to start to apply this power of the faith.
那除了我们自己努力进天国之外,
so besides we make effort to get into the heaven by ourselves,
我们要尽力带领人进天国。
We needed to bring others to get on the same path.
巴不得我们每个基督徒, 我们都跟神祷告说,
including all of the Christians, we need to pray to the Lord.
愿你的国, 你的主权彰显在我的生命里。
May your kingdom and your authority to be part of our life.
不管你把我放在家里、在学校、在职场、任何一个需要福音的地方。
So wherever you put me into the home, the school, and the workplace.
那我愿你借着我来更新、改变、翻转这个弯曲背谬的时代。
We pray that the Lord can use us to change, to reverse this crooked society.
我们愿意你这个永恒美好的计划旨意可以行在地上如同行在天上。
We pray that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
你会用这个祷告来回应神吗?
Will you use this prayer to respond to God?
你会吗?
Will you?
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
阿爸父神,
Dear Father in heaven,
我们再次来到你面前,
we come in front of you again.
我们听到主你所说的话,
we listened for your words.
你把我们放在这个地方,
you placed us into this place.
放在家庭, 放在工作的场所,
in various places, and home and at workplace.
这些都不是偶然的,
but this is not accidental.
求主你圣灵感动我们,
may your spirit to move our hearts.
我们愿意去发挥这信仰的影响力。
We are willing to apply the power of faith.
直到你的国降临。
Until your kingdom come.
你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
你激励我们每一位。
You inspire us, each of us,
发挥信仰的影响力,
to apply the power of faith.
直到你的名在地上被高举得荣耀。
Until your name be exalted, your name be glorified.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.